I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hello, my friends. Where do you live on this great planet of ours? I find that no matter where you're located, we all have a story. And we live in different parts for some time, and some stay in the same part for a long time. No matter where you call home, or the many homes that you have on this earth, even when we're from the same planet, we sometimes feel like we don't belong. Now, this doesn't just apply to a specific geographic location. It can be because of a stage you're in your life. This generally happens when you're about to embark on a new, exciting adventure. Usually one that you've been wanting to do for some time, but didn't quite have the courage to do so. Fitting in or feeling like you have a right to be exactly where you are. I go through these stages, but they're not as frequent as they were before because of the inner 11 people I have in my life. These are the people that are closest to me, and they hold me accountable and keep me in check. But there was a time I felt like I wasn't being seen or heard. And as sad as it can be, it can also be a little frustrating.
Hello, Virginia. When are you getting married? Uncle Felix knows this fellow.
Pute, I told Uncle Bandara that you're single and you have a wonderful job selling radios. He has a nice chef for you to meet.
How many radios did you sell today?
Ayyo, why don't you marry your third cousin? He's a nice fellow and he also needs PR.
You can have a happy life with him, no?
It can be difficult sometimes. One thing Oprah said was a common theme that she noticed in the people that she interviewed, from Beyonce to Barack Obama, was that no matter the power or status that they held in this world, at the end of the interview, they would ask Oprah, "Was that okay?" It's a way of asking, do you hear me or do you see me? Because really, we're here on this earth. We want to be seen, heard, or acknowledged in some way. And when we're not, it can be quite painful. It's when a little voice in your head whispers, do I belong here? Do I have what it takes? There's no one here that's like me. Can I really make a space for myself? Ugh, I really, really don't like that voice. It comes from fear. It comes from being uncomfortable in a space and starting to doubt yourself as a result of that discomfort. Turns out there's a word for this kind of feeling. Imposter syndrome. It's the experience of doubting one's accomplishments and abilities without a solid reason. And as a result, they internalize a fear of being exposed as a fraud or an imposter. I felt a lot of anger when I believed my career wasn't being taken seriously. When I started to deploy empathy as to why that was, I figured out it was to do with a bit of imposter syndrome. I mean, who was I to do what I loved most in the world? Who was I to move countries, do a daily podcast? Would people even listen to what I have to say? The anger I felt around my career not being taken seriously was coming from a place of resentment and a need for approval. Being an immigrant and working in an unconventional type of job was hard for some of my inner circle to grasp. Heck, some of them still think I sell radios for a living. I've just accepted that. And each time I try to tell them what I really do, and whether they take it in or not, it doesn't really matter. Because I let go of all the attachment to them remembering. Because what really matters to me at the end of the day is the fact that I get to create and to do something day in, day out that I'm absolutely in love with. That's a blessing. That I have so much gratitude for. It's a good practice to remind yourself that you are good enough and that you are enough. Yours is the approval that you really need before anyone else's. It's so interesting to me that we're so quick to give others credit, allowances, and praises, yet we overlook this for ourselves. Sending a little love your way helps. It helps build empathy within ourselves, to ourselves, and to others. It also helps keep us focused and grounded on the things that are most positive in our lives. So next time that little voice whispers in your ear, the doubts and the fear of whether or not you have what it takes, just remember, you do. You wouldn't be here if you didn't.
Thank you.